I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied. That adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. I'll give you a second. That's all right. You all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Klimko?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
Muse?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Conley?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
Okay, we have our minutes of January 20th.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on the minutes of January 20th? Dave, you have anything?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Any abstentions? Okay, next up we have our council appearance from Washington Community Solar. Please, come on up and...
I'm actually waiting for my partner to show up. I was actually only supposed to be playing a supporting role.
Okay.
So I don't have the...
So you'd like to wait a few minutes
yeah,
more?
Yeah, if we could.
Sure, absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Okay, and at this point I'll open up the audience portion for remarks, petition, statement, and testimony from guests. Okay. Everybody's so shy anymore. Wait, who's going to come up next? Okay, well, we got the audience portion going. We'll get you right after that.
Sorry.
That's all right.
This is Nanook of the North, Sue Sloan. I just want to say I'm really glad that the borough has this parking off the street during these storms. I'm glad you put that into effect. It seems to be working.
That was your introductory.
What?
That was your introductory.
Oh, I missed it. anyhow, I know it's not perfect, but the more space we have, it's better. I know there's some that didn't get the message, and I don't know whether, if they don't get the message, that the fines have to be raised, because it affects us all. It's not like and if people are complaining about their little parking lot, they couldn't do it. Well, that's tough. Excuse me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Reverend, you know the drill.
Yep, I sure do. Reverend Buffmate, Mount Pisgah. We're just here to see what the new developments are. That was the first one.
I told you I'd have an answer for you,
yes,
didn't I?
Yes, you did. I got my pen ready.
I have an answer for you. That you're not going to like.
Of course not. Go ahead.
Okay, the safer routes to school grant has not been applied for. And the reason why it hasn't been applied for is that the package has to be put together encompassing everything that we want to do throughout the entire town. I have a copy of the description of what the safer school needs to school, if you'd like that. There is no date in there that says that when a grant has to be filed for. Now, I spoke with the engineer earlier tonight, as a matter of fact, and here's what we need to do. We need to get together and come up with everything throughout the town where we want to put the sidewalks, there's a bunch of things that are included in that package that they cover, sidewalks being one of them. The sidewalks, midtown crosswalk downtown, that needs to be repaired, so we're going to take care of that. But here's what we have to do. We have to get together and come up with a plan, and I'm inviting you, Pastor, to be part of that, if you'd like.
Definitely.
Okay?
Thank you.
So we're going to find out when the application has to be submitted. And you know, just recently, this past week, or this past, within the last month, that the state put a moratorium on DOT funding. Now, North Lincoln is safe. Okay?
Are we sure about that?
Yes.
We have emails saying that.
North Lincoln is safe. Yes, and I actually had somebody else check on that.
Okay.
Through the senator's office. So we are safe with that. The funding is still there. It's already been encumbered. Now let's go into the North Lincoln there. We talked about the handicap accessible ramps. We have received a bid, but it has to be approved by the council, and there's a system that has to, we have to go through, so we can accept that bid probably at the next meeting. Now, the issue we have is the ground is frozen 2 feet under. So when the thaw starts, we can get started on that. And by that time, the plan should be approved. Also, the engineer took a ride up to your parking lot and checked out your drainage problem there. There seems to be a simple solution that, you put a swale in at the corner, the left corner of the parking lot.
Facing the parking lot?
Facing the parking lot.
Okay.
The left corner up front. Put a swale in there with some, I don't know, what would you put in there? 1 inch, 2 inch stone, 3 inch stone?
So it could be any size stone, really. It's a way for at the far rear, left rear of the parking lot to allow it to
drain off into the woods.
Into the grass or source of the ground.
Where the water pool is there now, it doesn't absorb. Are we talking the same area in the same corner?
No, because the water's pooling on the asphalt.
Water's pooling in the grass.
Scrape it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Regrade it.
Meaning?
You dig it out. Dig it out, put the rocks in there, and everything flows
through. The rocks will increase the porosity of the grassy area and allow that water to come off the asphalt.
It's okay.
Now, you say there was an apology given because there was a note about the funding, and then there was a not sure about the funding. Now we're saying that the funding is secure.
Correct?
So, you have the emails that are for that. Is that available for our knowledge? Because we still have a copy of the rejection.
That should have been sent to you today, I believe, actually. Have you checked today? Because I believe I was copied on them.
In my email?
I've had a ton of emails today.
It wasn't in my email because I've been in my email today. If it has multiple addresses, it might have bounced.
Okay.
But we'll look again.
North Lincoln Plan, North Lincoln Ave, NJDOT 2014, something that cuts off there, and the 2014 North Lincoln Avenue application. This just tells me that this was set. It doesn't have any, give me copies of everything here.
Okay. We'll check.
Okay.
I'll check that one again.
That was to your AOL account.
Are you Mount Pisgah 1860 or the REV?
REV.
All right, we'll check that one. The last question has nothing to do with North Lincoln. The question is, who governs taxis in Washington?
I believe we have a regulation on them.
Who governs, I'm sorry?
The taxi. Taxis, there's two now.
Oh, taxis.
There's one that charges $30 between here and Hackettstown, and there's another that is said to charge only $15 between here and Hackettstown. The one that's charging the $15 has not been in regular service. So when that happens and you have to rely on the other one, you're over a barrel with a charge of $90 in and up to, I should say. And we're trying to find out who regulates, because that's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I'm not sure. Wilson, do you know anything about that?
No, I can look into it. I'm not sure.
That just doesn't make any kind of sense. I mean, especially since it's for the seniors, the bus only goes to the shop.
Home Depot.
That's where it stops.
Where?
The transit bus stops. No, it goes a little further. It goes to the Marshalls. But after Marshalls, there's no way for anyone to get around. So, and if you miss out or something happens with the new lower rate one, then they're charging whatever they can, including that it's a, quote, emergency, so there's an additional fee.
Doesn't the county bus go all the way to the outskirts of Hackettstown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it only goes to...
Go to the train.
Mm-hmm.
Train.
Nope,
two. Yeah,
there's two buses.
Well, Pastor... We will have an answer for you at the
that,
next meeting.
You did good tonight, so I'm really happy with you.
Did you get your gold star?
No evil looks tonight.
Gold star for Mr. Higgins?
He gets a gold star tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? And I would accept the motion to close the audience portion.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Gentlemen, Washington Community Solar.
Okay. Apologize for being late.
Did you come down 78?
I GPS took me off.
Will you get a copy?
Route. You know, Christine sent me an email late saying that I had sent her some stuff a few weeks ago, and she said, well, you know, they didn't all get it, so bring a copy when it's already in the card. So I did not have a copy for everybody.
Okay.
But if, would you mind sharing?
Mm-hmm.
Sharing one? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I can hold
on. Okay,
put one
over here. Thank you. I just need one at the end. Okay. You have one extra.
Okay. You can give
me my copy. This is the TPA. I don't know if you've seen this or not. We did get it to Christine about a month ago.
Yeah,
we do have a copy of that. Yes,
then
she's got copies. She's got copies of everything.
Okay.
Yeah, we have copies of this in our packets.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for seeing me, and I thank Christine for getting me on the docket tonight. We'll start with good news. Good news is the township has fully approved the resolution for the solar power plant. So we are fully approved, and as soon as the ground thaws, we will begin construction. So there's really... You know, there's nothing in our way to not begin construction, and that should start, you know, the sooner the better for us, but, you know, March, April-ish time frame, it's not going to take very long to construct, but that array that sits on that property that abuts yours will be constructed, and I just got this because they voted the final resolution in on the 28th, so... I have a, you know, full set here, but we can email you. I'm pretty sure we already did with Christine. We sent her the plans.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a full set of proof plans that, you know, is a final deal ready to go. So there's really nothing standing in this way. This will be done, and we'll start construction again, you know, March or April. So that's the good news.
That usually is followed up by now the bad news.
Well, it's not really bad news. It's you know, and again, Christine's been in on all this. So we've kept her, you know, I don't know if she said to anybody, but we've been updating her, we've been telling her, we've been emailing her. So we had a problem with JCP&L, and we don't agree with it, but we had Christine on the phone, we had JCP&L, we had our lawyers. They see your parcel as two different parcels. It's one parcel, but they show your garage as one piece and your plant as another, and they would not allow us to build the array in one location and feed both parcels. So we had to move the interconnection point from the garage over to the sewer treatment plant. And we were not able to use the same system and the same feeder for the garage. So the only workaround we could do was put a separate system on the garage. So they're the layouts that you have that I sent, which is an aerial photo of the garage. And it's, you know, we got your usage. We received your bills. We sent an analysis, which should be in your packet, but that analysis shows the savings. Now, to build a smaller system like that and put it on a roof, you know, it's not cost effective for us. So it's costing us more money to do. It's an option that you guys can do, but we can offset pretty much 100% of your usage at the garage and put a 30 kW system on that roof, which will save you over 20 years, 80-some thousand dollars. It's in there. It's a savings estimate. Your current average rate is 16.72 cents. That's current bills as of, we probably have, our most recent bill we have is probably 2 or 3 months ago. So we took the trailing year, we averaged it out, it's all listed here, and you know, we're offering you 11 cent PPA, which is about 30-some percent savings, and you'll save $86,000 over the life of that system, over 20 years. So again, it's a separate system. It requires a separate interconnection, a separate everything. We were not able to put it on one proposal, according to JCP&L.
All right.
Sure.
Why? What was their reason?
The reasoning is that they show you as two independent entities. There's on your bills, there's two different suppliers, two different names, two different. We even had Christine write a letter saying we're the same entity, we own it. They would not approve it. So on your bill for the garage, you have XYZ company listed differently. There's some company that's paying those bills or doing something. It's different than the sewer water treatment plant. They're viewing them as two completely separate accounts. We couldn't merge them. We couldn't aggregate them. We tried. We had to refile a separate application.
The first I'm hearing of this, I don't know.
Pardon me?
The first I'm, I thought you were looking at me.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I'm hearing of this. I had no idea that there was an issue with respect to that, and did not know that there were two separate entities listed as.
We emailed every. I mean, you guys have all the data, but
okay.
And we even we even got a letter. So,
and who was the letter sent to?
It was sent to our company, which was sent to JCP&L.
Okay.
And JCP&L said you would have to, because there's two separate connection points. Mm-hmm. So you would have to tie the two buildings together with a line and feed off one system, one line, in order to aggregate them. They're two separate meters, two separate, you know, one voltage comes in at a completely different rate at another voltage.
No, and because we're contracted, I believe, with Veolia?
Yes. Yeah.
They're our contract. We own that property.
I know. We
but they, in all likelihood, sure. And
he's our engineer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of in the dark, whether it's the person hearing about it, but what I presume is that Veolia pays the bill.
It doesn't have anything to do with it, the way JCP&L, and believe me, we went through the engineers. It makes more sense for us to do this as one, but It's not gonna happen.
Are you saying that Veolia gets the bill for the electric from JCP&L?
The bill's in their name, but that's not the biggest hurdle. The biggest hurdle...
The service, the two service points?
The services, the two service points.
Basically, Dave, what's happening is, there's two service points, one that feeds...
The garage.
The garage, one that feeds the sewer plant.
Right.
What JCP and L is saying is that under the initial, under the proposal that they wanted to do it, you would need to take one service point to feed both of those locations, which isn't impossible, it just hasn't been looked at to see what the cost versus...
We looked at it. Yeah, it requires only transformers, they're coming in at way different voltages. So the garage is one different voltage than the sewer treat, because one requires much more energy than the other.
Yeah.
So to combine them, just, it's not cost effective, and it would require to mesh accounts, drop one account, change the billing. So the easiest resolution for us is, look, the good news is we got this approved, right? It's all approved. We don't need to put something on your rooftop. We don't even have to go to them. You know, we don't have to go to that township. This is all truly behind the meter, right? So to get a rooftop approved is, you know, it's expedited. We don't have to go through land use. We don't have to go through water runoff retention basins. I mean, you can, you know, the amount of work that was done for this is, you know, steep and long and effort, you know. But this will be much quicker. There's no, it's purely behind the meter, truly sits on your rooftop, and we can offset 100% of your garage usage. So it's not extremely difficult. It's much easier. But, you know, so it makes sense for us to build both these at the same time. So that's pretty much why we're here, and that's pretty much why we were put on the docket, is to kind of explain where everything is and what we're doing and kind of give you this news. And, you know, when we construct one, we'd like to construct the other and just do both and be done. But they're going to be two separate functioning systems. Mm. You know, one will be on your roof and one will be on this site. And we're taking up, by the picture, we're not taking up maybe a third of the roof, I think.
A quarter
of the roof. Your roof sits perfectly in the right direction. So
you're welcome.
That engineering that worked out.
Yeah, it really did, and it fits it all, and it's got, you know, it works. Most roofs don't work, but yours does.
Okay, so I have a couple more questions.
Sure, absolutely.
Your original proposal was that you were going to supply us energy at 9 cents.
Correct.
So we're going to get 9 cents on the sewer plant, 11 cents on the garage.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. It's a small bill. It's costly for us to do.
If you're putting it up there, you're not going to charge us anything to put that up there.
No, it's still
who's
zero.
Who's responsible for the damage to the roof if there is any caused by your...
We are.
Okay.
We are. We're responsible for all that.
We're going to need a separate agreement.
We kept it the same. We kept the agreement identical, I think. Right, Charles?
Absolutely. We got the exact same agreement that you guys looked at prior. The same agreement that we just
and signed.
It looked like the same, but I didn't see anywhere where it says anything about the roof.
Yeah, but what it is that's in a site access agreement, which...
Right, site license agreement.
It's an exhibit, which will be attached to that. But, you know, we wanted to get the idea out there. We can offset it. We can do it. We'd love to do it all at the same time in April. And we know we could save you money just from the numbers, especially what you're paying. But, unfortunately, there's some effort in getting this paperwork done.
Okay, so everything will remain the same. You're going to provide us with a certain amount of energy. If not, you're going to pay us for our electric bill the whole night.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Same terms. No terms.
It's just paid. That it's 11 cents versus 60.
Right.
At 9.
Right. Right. Which is...
Yes, ma'am.
Mayor, is this something that Judy has? Is this something that goes back to some point that was reviewed by Judy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The original agreement. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think we should make a decision tonight. I think our attorney and our engineer need to look over the plans. We need to have a conversation with our manager.
Sure.
But it certainly is the time to ask questions if anybody else has any.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we have to try to get in there and build at the same time. But, you know, it's not till April, March, April, whenever kind of things fall out, because we have to, on the ground, we got to drive screws in the ground, and they got to go like 5 feet. But, so that's just the only reason why we're trying to marry that up.
Go ahead.
This is just for the DPW garage, and what's the design for the other panels?
That was pre-approved.
Yeah, that was all...
I don't have it, I've never seen it.
No, no, that was all done and approved. You can certainly pass this around. This is a sealed stamped drawing that's been approved.
For your information, Mike, that's all being constructed on Washington Township property.
Correct.
It's just coming over to us.
The Washington Township property, exactly, abuts yours, and we're feeding into the sewer water treatment plant, and we're building the array right exactly next to it. They would not allow us to build the array here and feed the garage.
And it's favorable in this section, there's minimal collection loss and everything based on shade and everything?
Yeah, it's all been figured out and engineered, and what we'll do is if Christine doesn't have them, we'll email you the final set that's been approved.
Yeah.
And it's got everything in there that you can, you know, imagine, because it's fully approved. I mean, we can pull permits in 2 weeks and construct, so...
The only thing that I would note is, I know you gave us, this is just, this is the one for the DPW garage roof.
Correct.
And the only thing is, we have a different manager now, and it says, the very last page, it says 9 cents in writing and 11 cents in number, so just for your own, so not to be confusing.
Yeah, well...
We'll get that.
Yeah, we'll take the 9 cents, I think.
I was trying to prove that it's the exact same number.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
That he didn't change it.
Only changed the numbers, but other than that...
In the event that there's some issues with putting some solar panels on our roof, you're going to still construct the solar farm and just supply the sewer plant?
Yeah, solar farm's done. It's a done...
But what I'm saying is, right now, I mean, our agreement initially was for the two buildings.
Well, right, your agreement was the two buildings, but the agreement was to provide a minimum, which we're still providing. We're meeting that goal. We're meeting that agreement with the minimum.
That first agreement does not affect this one.
Correct.
They're not dependent on each other.
Correct, yeah. We're meeting the minimums in the first agreement.
Right.
We're meeting the minimum loads.
Even if we said no to this, you're still building the first one.
Even if you said no to it, we're still building the first one. The first one's done, it's approved, we're moving to construction. We had the ability to build and pick up both. That was the amendment that we did. We had the ability to pick up the garage and the other, because it made sense. It's supposed to be under one account. Well, little did we know, we found out it's two completely different services, and JCP&L would not let us do the one interconnection for it. So since we had to file a separate interconnection, that's how we had to build this separate plant.
But my question is, who does JCP&L tell us what we can do?
The ones who own the poles.
They're the interconnection company.
I'm sure they put in poles.
Yeah, but
we paid for them.
They gave us a way to do it, which would be to change transformers, change service, cancel one of the accounts, pick a building we go to. It's not cost effective to do that for us. And the garage is such little usage, it's not a lot of usage, but, you know, it's 30 kW versus you're getting 600 on the sewer treatment plant. It's much smaller. I don't like it either. We spent lots of lawyering and time with them, and we couldn't. I'm pretty sure Christine was on one of the 5 phone calls we had. We couldn't get them to budge. So.
And you're saying it's just because they own the poles?
That's what it sounds like.
They own the poles.
Yeah, and the poles provide two
separate
power sources.
They dictate what we file for an interconnection.
It's independent services. That's really the issue. There's two completely independent services with different voltages and distributions, because the sewer plant obviously has a much greater draw.
I understand that.
Correct.
And the DPW building are very minimal.
Correct.
So it's the two services that you're going to have to try to marry into one service. And
correct.
You probably, the way it works is you probably can't do it by simply moving DPW over to the sewer plant, because you're probably going to have to do a bunch of step-down transformers.
Well, that's exactly it. We looked at purchasing step-down transformers to make it work. We even had to do a step-down transformer from the one array. So it's just, you know, if it has nothing to do with you owning the property. It has to do with them having a right to dictate on how we connect to the lines and the power and
the service point.
So they would never approve it that way. It's just, I wouldn't be able to build this array that we just did. So it was a simple solution that, you know, we can get around to get you the, you know, 80-some thousand dollars in savings. Mm-hmm. That doesn't really cost you anything. Mm-hmm. It just is a little extra step for us, okay, if you choose to do it. If not, we're still moving ahead with this one.
That's the first time you guys have ever encountered that kind of an issue with JCP&L or anybody, PSE&G, whoever you...
You know, we build in a lot of footprints in the Northeast, you know, and we counter all kinds of issues. And, you know, we fought them on it. We thought we could do it, and their engineering department makes the final call. And they canceled our interconnection application. We had to resubmit on the paperwork.
Any other questions? Okay. Yeah. Then I thank you for coming.
Great. Thank you.
We will consider it and get our professional opinions together. And
wonderful.
Hopefully you'll hear from us shortly.
Great. Great.
Ms. Sloan.
Is it because they were built at different times?
No. Well, I mean, yes, to a certain extent because of the way the power is distributed to them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
But
I mean, it's 10 years about.
Right. Yeah, the garage was a new building which they had to put in new service for. Mm-hmm.
I have one extra copy if anybody.
Anybody short one? Needs a copy?
Okay.
Absolutely.
You're welcome. Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Thank
you. Let's see, we have no reports tonight, so that will bring us to committee reports. Mr. Higgins, Sewer and Streets.
Yes.
Are you still a chair of both of them?
Well, I sit there.
Okay.
All right. We talked about the things going on North Lincoln already. Let's see here. We talked about the ordinance involving the trailers, on-street parking for the trailers. There are some things that, you know, when Mr. Ellard was here the last time, he had a very valid point that they are registered and insured vehicles. So, you know, we ran some things, and to be honest with you, this was directed at a certain few individuals within the town. So we kicked it around with Dawson a little bit about, this is Streets, that, you know, maybe we get a special permit, somebody comes in and explains what they're doing at no cost to them. You know, like we had the parking stickers for overnight parking, maybe that they could slap a sticker on there saying that it's authorized to be there, not authorized to be there, we might issue a summons, have it removed after a certain amount of time. So we're going to have to get together and find, Rudy, if you could, you know, I would like some input from you two on how to do this. I would like to get a hold of Don Eller, too, and ask him to be part of this, since, you know, he has some pretty good ideas. But we need to take care of this.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get this taken care of.
When do you want to do it?
At our next streets meeting.
Okay.
I don't have my calendar.
He'll let you know. What's that? You'll let him know by the next meeting.
How's that? Okay. It's going to be within the next 3 weeks or so. All right, so we talked about that. Maybe just, you know, putting some type of restriction in with some language, whatever. We did talk about the Safer Routes to Schools grant. Okay. Both Councilman Heinrich and myself have received a couple complaints about the snow, issues with the snow removal here. Mike, if you want to chime in about the school.
This morning with Taylor Street, all of the adjacent streets next to the school, including Taylor Street, looked like they were half plowed. It was to the point that it was so dangerous that the crossing guard actually had called the DPW to come down and spread salt. Now, we already had a delayed opening this morning. 10:15 is when the school opens. They had at least 2 hours or plus that to address this, but they started putting salt down while the kids are walking into the school. Two parents also complained to me about this. I think we, on my road, Flower Avenue, it was cleared yesterday perfectly. So I would think that we should make a little bit higher priority to the streets adjacent to the school, especially when Taylor Street's a walk-in school. So
And I have pictures that I took, if you want to pass my phone around. I was almost going to text you.
Yeah, that's really day-to-day, which I think the manager should be dealing with.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing that we talked about is the strip of road here from Washington Avenue, up Belvedere Avenue to Church Street. Maybe in a condition like today, or you know, during the snowstorm or whatever, maybe restricting parking there, or maybe only on one side of the street during the snow, because if you come out there and there's cars parked on both sides of the streets, it's a one-lane road.
In delivery trucks? Right?
Yeah, it's a one-lane road.
It's very dangerous. It's hard to get the quick
check. We need to take a look at that also. Okay. What else? Oh, we talked about the middle school project. We might end up maybe having to put a weight restriction on that area.
We should probably discuss this in executive.
Okay. All right, we'll talk about that in executive session then. We talked about Route 57, you know, them coming up. Christine got a memo last year saying that they were going to do that this spring. It doesn't look like that's going to happen, maybe next spring. But...
Doing what on 57?
They're going to repave 57
okay.
from Phillipsburg all the way to Hackettstown.
22 to Hackettstown.
We also talked about the Midtown crosswalk. Now, Dawson, you want to chime in on this? If you would, please, sir?
Sure. As you know, we've been... As you know, we've discussed the mid-block crossing on several occasions. You know, it's continuing to deteriorate, I expect, over this winter, considering the type of weather we're having now. We'll get further deterioration of the crosswalk. And because the state is now entering into a resurfacing project of its own, it's becoming a little bit more rising to the surface, so to speak. They're aware of it. They've requested information regarding it. I even went as far as to ask them if they would take it out for us, for the borough. They politely denied. Because it's now on the state's radar screen, you know, I think we're getting to the point where we now need to do something to address it. I know we've talked about this in the past, and so to most effectively do it, and I discussed this with the streets committee a little earlier. What I would like to do is to do it in essentially two phases. My understanding from the best sources of information that I have available at this point, the concrete roadway, the original concrete roadway, is still below the brick pavement for the most part. It was only removed when they widened out in the areas where they pushed out the curbs and the bump outs, and along that concrete strip which runs down essentially down the center of the mid-block crossing, where the center stripe line would be. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is the concrete, and due to the rutting that I see and the rest of it tells me that concrete roadway is not in good shape underneath. So I think to most effectively address this problem for the long term, I'm recommending that all of it has to come out. I would not feel comfortable removing the pavers, paving over the concrete, and then, you know, putting good money to bad.
Same issue in 2 years.
And, yeah, in 2, 3, 5 years, we're seeing that rutting all over again. Because the state is coming in with the resurfacing project, what I would recommend is that we would remove all of, you know, the mid-block crosswalk, put a new asphalt pavement section in there, take the base all the way up to the top in the interim, let the state come in, do its resurfacing project, put a temporary striped crosswalk in replacement of the crosswalk that's there, let the state come in and actually do its resurfacing, remove
the 2 or 3 inches of top course, which is, would be base, resurface it, and then we could come in and put a final, you know, treatment in on the new pavement. And it would save the borough the expense of paving the top course and then having the state come in, take the pavement out that we would likely just put in and redo that surface. So it's really, it would be a two-phased approach where we would have to get in and look to try to get in before the state. And I'll follow up with them, but I don't think they're close to being ready to pave. If they are, it's going to be towards the end of this year. It will not be early, and I'll find out. I'm not sure which end they're going to start, whether they're going to start on the Route 22 end or the 31. They're actually stopping at Route 31, not going to Hackettstown. Yeah, so it's 22 to 31, I believe. I'll confirm that. So my hope is they start at 22 and they give us plenty of time to try to address this. And then, you know, obviously we would have to go back to DOT, get the, you know, get the new plans approved for the mid-block crossing, and there's some steps we need to take. But I think that's probably the most reasonable approach to deal with this deteriorating condition.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Don't go too far. That's it for the streets. Now let's talk about sewer.
Okay. I'll say.
Let's see. Different books. Okay. We talked about the plans for the South Prospect Streets project. We should have those at our next meeting for approval, and then the process starts. You know what I mean? We'll approve that. It'll go to the contractor. It'll go to Veolia. They'll get the contract price. We did put money away. Leslie, we're going to have to amend our agreement again with them, right?
I believe so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that after we approve the plans, or can we do both simultaneously?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I'll discuss it.
With,
yeah, I'll discuss
we'll
it with Leslie. I'll have to see.
I
haven't seen the agreement, so I'll take a look at it and see what needs to be changed
or
modified.
Yeah, let me review it again. Right now, as I'm thinking about it, I don't see a reason why it couldn't be done simultaneously. But with that being said, let me go back and look at it and talk to Dawson, and
sure,
then we'll make a decision on that.
Good. Dawson talked about the, you know, a concern of ours was the 6-inch going into the 4-inch at the pump station. Dawson is going to check on that and probably, all right, let's put it this way. As Dawson so eloquently put it to me, if there is an issue with that, we will not have plans to approve on the 17th. Okay? Just preparing everybody. We don't think there's going to be an issue, but you never know. So everybody is aware that they're still checking that, and they're going to do flow calculations to figure that out?
Yeah, we have to. Really, the issue is we want to make sure that not only taking the bypass that we're constructing, and that's tying into a 6-inch main, which eventually goes to a pump station and a force main, which crosses the river downstream further. So really what we want to make sure is that the force main can handle the extra capacity, and we don't actually push the problem somewhere else. I don't anticipate it being a problem, but until we really confirm that, I just want to do our due diligence to make sure. And as soon as we identify that, whether for good or for bad, we'll notify council immediately. So it's not going to be the 17th that everybody, you know, is aware that there's a potential issue. I'll notify everybody as soon as we're able to determine that.
And just so everybody knows, that wasn't even discussed as part of the previous plan. So we're pretty good with this. Okay. As part of the South Prospect Street project, they're going to raise
The siphon chamber.
And how high is that going to go?
We're gonna raise the chamber up about 3 feet,
three feet
above to, because what happens right now is when the stream, particularly in large storms, and the water will overtop the banks, the water gets into the siphon chamber and really messes up how the siphons, you know, is supposed to work, because you have all this flow that you don't really anticipate. So to stop that water from entering into the chamber, we're going to bring the chamber up above that elevation. And so it's really just a matter of raising the walls up a little bit.
And that the cost of that was already included in the South Prospect Street?
The cost was included, the details weren't, so we're just putting some details together.
And how far are you going up, 3 foot?
3-4 feet.
Speaking of the costs of that too, we had discussed that we need to take a look at, we have the money set aside, but we just want to look at how much money has been spent thus far with the original designs from the previous engineer. Just so we have a handle on if we do have any contingencies, if we're in the safe zone or not.
3 feet must be enough, Dawson. I've seen that stream.
Well, we'll see what the 100-year flood elevation is.
Yeah.
Okay. We also talked about our permit is coming up for renewal. Dawson is working with Kevin on that. It's due in June.
Sewer plant.
Which one? We talked about the dam.
Yeah.
DAM. Me too. Three-letter words. All right. Dalton told us we still need to do the two-year cycle inspection, and that's due in October. They're going to start the permitting process to decommission, but the actual physical decommissioning of that dam probably won't take place until 2016. And he's going to check. Dawson is going to check to see if we need any state approvals to get the work done on South Prospect Street. He doesn't believe so, but we're going to check just to be safe rather than sorry. And then a future discussion is how to correct the issue with the site. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And maybe getting that stream reclassified from C1.
Good luck.
Yeah, right?
Okay, we have no old business, so that'll bring us to ordinances. We have Ordinance 1, 2015. I'll open the public hearing for Ordinance 1, 2015, which is an ordinance establishing the Recreation Department program fees. Accept the motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? And I would accept a motion to approve on the final passage.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Higgins?
I do have a couple. Let's see here. For Resolution 33-2015, that added Zumba and yoga to the recreation fee.
That's new.
I know.
Yeah.
But they are also in this ordinance.
Correct. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
I'm good.
Thanks,
I thought
sir.
I had the full fees in here again.
Okay. Any other discussion? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Kinko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. Okay. Resolution 30-2015, a reduction of the surety bond and cash performance bond for Jade acquisition.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. 31-2015, reappointment of our municipal judge in Mansfield.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that? And just so the public's aware, that will be the same judge we have been using for a number of years, J. Edward Pollitt. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? 32-2015, support of a no-passing zone on Route 57, as recommended by the Department of Transportation.
So moved.
Second.
That's just for the borough.
There isn't a passing zone in the borough, is there?
No.
You're looking at me, sir?
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
In the borough on 57, there is no passing zone anywhere in the borough.
Okay.
I think this is just to continue it also, our support for that. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And any abstentions? 33-2015, amending the recreation fees for the Zumba and yoga.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on that one? Let's do a roll call on this one, please.
Noon?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. 34-2015, in support of the Washington Theater for its conservancy grant.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And any abstentions? 35-2015, redemption of a tax certificate.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Conry?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes. 37-2015, which was on your desk this evening, for the sewer rates.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Just so everybody knows, last year I misinterpreted the sewer bill being reduced. It was actually the sewer, the sewer budget was reduced by $75,000. This right here reduces your rate $2.50 a month. Your sewer bill's going down.
Flush away.
And this has been tweeted by our CFO and manager and everybody. Okay.
Should we get a little bit more?
Yes.
Do you have any other discussion? Okay. Robin, did you pat him on the back? Because he was... Okay. He was looking for one there. Okay. Any other discussion? Let's do a roll call on this one.
All right. Conry?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
That's two-star Higgins.
Vouchers.
Make a motion to pay bills.
Second.
Any discussion on any of the bills?
Why, of course.
Miss
I don't know how.
Which one?
Well, page two. I have it written down. I want to see it.
Of the borough.
Yeah, the borough.
The borough bill list.
Yeah. Page two and page six kind of go hand in hand. Down at the bottom it says, title search, professional dues. Who are we paying professional dues to have a title search done? Now, it says it twice there, 240 and 480, and then on page six, professional dues for $1,340.
Actually, you got 480 and
240. That's okay. If we could check that, that's on page two and page six, the title search dues.
Yeah, I would bet that's just the account that it's coming out of, maybe improperly. But
I understand that, but we don't have anybody here to do
that. No, we always contract for that.
Correct. All right, and page nine. The security monitoring system. Is that under the wrong account?
Maintenance other equipment?
No, I'm talking about up at the top there, 0026. I don't want to say where. Is it supposed to come out of that or another account?
Yeah, type of security.
Maybe a board that you sit on, sir. And Ms. Noon sits on it also.
The green team you're talking about?
No.
Okay.
It's another borough entity.
Okay.
I'm not going to say where, if that's, you know what I mean?
You're talking about the library, then?
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if that's there or we're...
I see where you're going.
If we could check on that.
What page is that on in yours?
Nine.
No, it's not.
Thank you.
It's the second item down.
Thanks.
And Ms. Noon is no longer on that board, Mr. Higgins.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, she had to resign when it's left.
Sorry.
That's fine.
I'm done, though.
Okay. Anything else? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conley?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, 13 Seth Park, I'm looking to go.
And McDonald?
Yes. Okay. What do you have on your recap, Ms. Kilda?
I have that our attorney will look into who governs the taxis in the borough, and the two bills list questions that we just spoke about, the title search professionals and the security monitoring system.
Right. Okay.
You know what? Since we already have your email address, Pastor, can we email her that information when we get it so she doesn't have to wait until the next meeting?
Sure.
Yep.
There you go.
And I'm sure she'll remind us.
Not a problem.
Okay. Then we need to go into executive session, so I would accept the motion to go into executive session for the purposes of litigation and...
Contracts.
Mm-hmm. An attorney-client privilege after a 10-minute recess?
Thank you.
Okay.
Second.
All in favor?
Oh, aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Dickie, how you feeling, dude? Thank you. Dude, I know I don't want to see it.
Don't gross
it. I don't want to see it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back in open session. Are there any other motions to come before the governing body? Hearing none, I will accept the motion to adjourn.
Well, Mr. Mayor, council comments?
Oh, yes.
Can I make a council comment?
Sir, you know what? We did not do that. Please.
Okay. And you know I always have something to say.
Usually.
couple things. I was contacted by the recreation director for an upcoming program, something that they're going to do in the park. They have the cannon from the USS Maine
mm-hmm.
in the park.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a dedication there, Memorial Day, I believe it is, and he asked if the council would be in favor of taking the plaque that is downstairs where the World War I and World War II names of people who from Washington Borough that we have hanging in the foyer there,
mm-hmm.
if we would mind putting that on a concrete monument next to the cannon in the park. It would be viewed by many more than it would be downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something else he was going to do. It was the cannon, that, and...
Well, the first concern I would have about that is its protection.
You know,
I wouldn't want it to be vandalized.
Right. Well, I told him I don't know if it's bronze or...
It's bronze.
Yeah.
Is it bronze?
Yeah. And we don't want anybody stealing the metal off of it and taking
Correct.
It down to the local...
I don't know. Maybe it can be encased somehow. But, you know, I mean, if they're going to do that down there, some type of... I don't know if it was flat coal or something else that they were doing.
They did the flagpole.
Yeah, but there was something else he was going to do, the cannon, that, and there was something else. And it was through, in conjunction with the Historical Society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do remember seeing something about that. I don't
know. Okay, so he just wanted me to kick that out to everybody to see how they felt about it, you know, to see if they even wanted to go forward. You know what I mean? I'm in favor of it.
Did the Historical Society give a grant? To paying for some of that, like making it, putting it in concrete and putting it there? I don't know. Or is that...
Well, see, the first thing that he wanted to know is if the council would allow that before they do anything else. It might turn out to be that it's financially impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to at least have the opportunity to research it and check it.
My only concern is the security of the plaque itself.
I understand that, that's right.
You know, if that's met, then I have no issue with it.
Nor do I. So, I mean, that's something that the Rec Commission and the Historical Society will have to work out. There was some...
Okay, well, we'll go around and come back to you and you'll figure it out.
Well, yeah, put it away.
Robin, you have anything for us?
Yes, as we were speaking earlier, what is our time clock, the issue with the time clock? What is the status on that whole matter?
Yeah, that I can't answer for you. I know we need something that interacts with the software that we currently have. But I don't have an update at this moment.
Okay, and the other thing I had to say was, with our ordinance, as far as the no parking on the street when they are snow covered, it's great we have the ordinance, but it's not great when it's not enforced. So what do we do about getting the matter enforced?
There's not a lot we can do in regards to the police. It is up to them to enforce as they see fit. And really, it's the same with our code enforcement officer. It's up to them to enforce as they see fit, whether that is issuing a summons, having the vehicle towed, or not doing anything.
Okay, that was my question too. There was one on Bell Drive, it's been sitting through two storms.
Yeah, well, I had two in front of my house. So now in front of my driveway, the road goes like this.
And since we have that ordinance, there's nothing we can do?
We can request that it be enforced. I made a particular request of enforcement at one point. I don't know if it was done in this last snow or not.
Last year was done.
But what does Rudy have the right to do? Just to ticket the vehicle?
No, I believe he has the authorization to ticket and to tow.
I believe so. I believe that's correct.
Okay. That was the ordinance that was passed before December of last year.
But unfortunately, when, like, we had the last storm, Rudy's not working. Or how does Rudy can't go around this whole entire town to check, so how does someone...
He's on... Our limited hours.
Well, how does someone get a hold of Rudy and say there's a vehicle that's been parked here for the last two storms that hasn't been moved, the roads aren't cleared?
Leave him a voicemail.
Yeah, but by the time he gets to it, it's over and done with. And then the problem is our road department goes around these vehicles, as you stated.
Mm-hmm.
They get done. The vehicle gets moved 4 days after the storm. They throw all the snow on the ground. They proceed to move up to a clean spot. And there it sits till the Mother Nature cleans it up herself.
Well, in dealing with that, with the code enforcement officer, that's really a day-to-day issue, which would have to be handled by the manager.
Okay. Other than that, no, I don't know.
Did you figure it out, Dave?
Yeah.
What you got?
In lieu of everything that's happened, maybe at the next meeting, if need be, we have department liaisons. Temporarily department liaisons, council members with the departments. We're going into the budgeting, budgeting with finance, the road department. We already have the recreation, right?
We already have the recreation.
Yeah,
Okay.
So I'm just saying, you know.
Who wasn't here?
Or maybe the mayor and the deputy mayor or something, whatever. You know what I mean? Just oversight.
Okay.
It might be worth it.
Did you have a shared services meeting?
Pardon me?
Shared services meeting?
No.
You didn't have, they didn't have that yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I think the mayor's the chair.
Well, I'm on it. I don't know who's the chair yet.
I don't either.
Who was the last chair?
He was.
No, I would not.
The guy sat over here?
Who?
Torres.
Torres was? You're
He's already a chair.
Spread the wealth.
You it.
Spread the wealth.
Mr. Thompson, if you have any.
No, thank you.
Mr. Heinrich.
Yeah, just back to what I was saying, I didn't have time today to drive around through the whole town with the snow issue that I brought up earlier, but who, does the manager contact the DPW? Because...
Yes.
I'll send an email then tomorrow, because it's got to be addressed, otherwise we're going to have people coming in complaining. And normally I wouldn't complain. explain, but I actually couldn't believe how bad it was this morning, especially when they had ample time with the late opening and all day yesterday. And you would think that there would be a priority with the school area when a lot of kids walk to school. When I got to have a death grip on my daughter's hand when I'm walking to school, something's wrong.
Yeah, but 31 and 57, they've even cleaned off where the crossing guards crossed on the little island. They're not even shoveled and cleaned. I want to know how the crossing guards are crossing those kids across 31 and 57.
You want to know, one of the fathers who's dropping his daughter off said that his dad works for Belvedere, and his dad had made the comment that they would all be fired if they, if the DPW, if this is the way things were going to be, if there's no cleanup. So that's something got to be done with that. And then I don't know if I should bring up the senior services, what's going on real quick. This is an update to the council.
Sure.
Robin and Jean, myself, we have a lot of good ideas for this year. One of them that we're moving forward with now, but I had a question for Christine tonight. The first thing that we're going to do is we're planning a trip to the Sands in Bethlehem, which I spoke to you about on the phone.
Yeah, what was the date of that?
We're still setting a date because okay. I don't feel comfortable with anybody handling money. That's what I want to talk to you about.
Know.
It's a $25 fee per person, but then when we get to the Sands, they get that money back in terms of vouchers. But there has to be some central spot, where, and it would look a lot more professional, in my opinion, if the borough was taking that money for the trip instead of one of us individually.
Right, like can we have a mailing here?
Yeah,
I wouldn't see any reason why not.
Right. And I got to talk to Christine about that tomorrow, because if I was paying for something like this, I wouldn't want to, no offense, were going to pick you, and like, who the hell's Robin Klimko, you know?
No, it would be better, like Mike is saying, if the checks could get mailed to the Borough of Washington, Senior Service and Care of Senior Services Committee, and then all the money can be collected. And basically, it's going to be...
Anything like that could go to Debbie.
The $25 they pay, they're going to get $20 back in a voucher and $5 back in a food voucher and coupons. So it's really no cost to the seniors and no quote-unquote money.
But here's the other thing. The bus seats 55 people, assuming that we don't have a wheelchair, because a wheelchair would take up two spaces. So when you do the math with the $25, we end up with a profit. That profit we would like to use for future events.
We don't ask for any money out of the budget.
Yeah, and if this works, which we fully expect that it's going to book very quickly the way we're going to advertise it, through not only with the help of Warren County, but Robin had a lot of ideas. We expect that we're going to book a bus very quickly, have a profit, and then probably do it again later in the year, maybe do two buses. The thing is once you book a bus and you have it down, you have to fill it. Otherwise, you're paying $950 for the bus. That's why we're being kind of a trepidatious with the first trip. Let's do one bus. If we get 40 people, we're good, which I think we'll have no problem.
40 is your break-even point.
About that. Don't quote me on it. I don't have a calculator out.
Fair enough. So
the trip is, that's something we're doing. We also, we decided on a summer's night out. We're going to do a 1950 sock hop, which was actually my idea. Don't ask me how I came up. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then Robin has another idea for Christmas cookies. There's a lot of stuff we want to do. And I think the initial idea of this trip is going to facilitate, if we do turn a profit, with giving us some money to move forward with our other ideas. And it's also going to give us an opportunity to have all of these people in one spot and say, we have these meetings on the last Thursday, which we've maintained from what you guys were, Jeanine and you were originally doing. We had the meeting last Thursday and nobody showed up. And we want to express the importance to the seniors.
And I'm sorry to keep you from cutting this stuff. Make sure you check with Christine, because we tried to do the same thing as far as money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's against something that we weren't supposed to do. We wasn't supposed to have a profit. You're not supposed to have a profit.
Show profit.
Showing profit in the barrel.
So what could we do with that money?
Well, we have to ask Christine.
You can donate it back to
school. Well, we could do it back, but we're not making a profit for the borough.
But you still could make a profit. You have to ask Christine how to go about doing it, because me and Janine and I was trying to do the same thing, and we were told we couldn't do that.
Probably a conversation for the CFO.
Right.
You know, Christine and
Natasha. You have to be careful on...
Yeah, because we had Janine and
I appreciate
that. Making profit, because we couldn't do that.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's why we didn't have any funds.
Right.
But like Richard said, we could in turn have a donation back.
Well, if you get the bid involved with it, maybe the bid could have the checks mailed to the bid, and maybe they can handle the money.
Yeah, because I remember when Janine and I was going to do the same thing, they had a problem with that, and she said we couldn't do that because we are an entity of the barrel. We are considered an entity of the barrel.
Reason why I haven't booked it yet.
And it's
or maybe something through the county you could do it with, too.
Right.
Have the county call me back.
Well, we had 3 dates open up in May, only because May is National Seniors Month, and we didn't know yet when the county is doing their date. So we just opened up 3 particular Saturdays in May.
The buses very quickly. She said that Saturdays are actually the better days, because during the week there's a lot of the school events, and the buses fill up quickly. So we have to do this soon. So I'm going to talk to Christine tomorrow, and we've got to figure this out.
Right. Even if we have to do it where we charge them, and it comes out to be, even if there's no profit, Nate.
Well, you have to be careful on charge,
For something like a bus, that's tough, because, where is your profit?
Right, where is your profit going?
And if you get a certain amount of people, what do you do? Give everybody $2 back?
Mm, right. Probably. Yeah. If you're not allowed to profit,
that's what I was telling Mike, the borough used to do. Remember, David, they used to do the trips out of the country. Remember the borough used to do that?
Yeah.
The rec commission
laws,
used to do
laws
that.
Laws have changed quite a bit since then.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else, Mike?
That's it. Just wanted to bring that up, and I'm glad I did, because then Ethel chimed in. That made a good point, and that's it.
Okay. Josephine?
I just have a quick road thing, and this has to do with the bridge over the Shapcom that is...
By
from,
advance?
Yeah. So it's subsiding, and so especially with all the weather now, there's basically just a big ice puddle across that whole bridge, and I believe that that's not the borough.
That's DOT.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
So I don't know if we can somehow reach out to them to just say that, I mean...
We can send them a letter, that and $1.25 will get you a cup of coffee.
I know. I mean, that's just
been
forever. Because
we've had that complaint for a while.
But it's getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
And I think specifically and particularly because Advance Auto Parts gets so much traffic, so now that's just increased the amount of traffic going back and forth over that bridge. And
yeah, and some of it's heavy.
It's bad. And it's dangerous when it's icy.
Okay.
Nothing.
I have nothing.
I have. I do.
That's 3 times now.
I'm sorry. I forgot to go in my full story now.
You were complaining about how late it was.
For our last meeting.
Say again?
Shade Tree Commission was scheduled for our last meeting.
Yeah.
Are they rescheduled?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, on a personal note, if anybody has not gone to see the movie American Sniper, please go. A true American hero, Chris Kyle.
One more thing, actually. Hold on. I see you ruined it with bringing up that movie because now I can't remember what I was going to say.
He's going to
be in 9:30.
It was important, but I'll think of it later.
Okay. Then I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Any abstentions? Okay, good night.